Hi. The question for Anthony Williams, ANTHONYWILLIAMS. Data service is 1/19/2026. Date of accident is none. There was an accident 8/29/2023, but it has been resolved, although some of the symptoms are emanating from that accident. The patient was last seen on 12/18/2025. Currently, he reports of ongoing pain to the tune of 10 in the area of neck and lower back and the right hip and SI joint, as well as pain in the both knees, numbness and tingling of the fourth and fifth finger of the right hand. He also reports of pain in the elbow to the tune of 8. Pain in both the shoulder is also reported to the tune of 8, although he can move pretty reasonably. Overall, these pains are reported to be 10. ADLs are affected 10. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse and a compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 153 over 98, pulse 95, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 12/18/2025, dictation number 1218-046. The patient has been provided with the medication Tylenol codeine number 4, one every 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets. He's being referred to Dr. Louis Redden, spine specialist of Michigan, for further care. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient also agrees to have injection treatment, like epidural injection, based on the MRI findings that are available. The patient is found to have an acute neural compressing disc herniation of L4, L5, causing nerve root compromise at L5 S1. And retral listhesis at L2 and L3. Patient did have a epidural injection by Dr. Marshall at Novi Surgery Center in 2024. Since then, he has not been provided with any injection, and the patient requests that it be done. Thank you.